infidelity doesn't just destroy trust. It doesn't just destroy the relationship, it destroys you. And there are so many videos and tips and articles out there focused on how can I rebuild the relationship? That's a good, fair question. I want to talk about how do you rebuild yourself? Because infidelity doesn't just break the relationship, it destroys your sense of identity and who you are. And so if you ever look in the mirror and just feel like you don't even recognize the person looking back, if you feel like you're just going through the motions with work, with kids or errands, you fake smiles, you say you're fine, you do what you're supposed to do, but inside it's like something has gone quiet or different. It feels like you're living someone else's life. If you feel like you used to laugh easily, used to feel alive, but now, even on good days, you just feel detached at best. You feel like you're watching life from a third-person perspective. You might look at old photos of yourself and wonder, who was that? Like, what happened to that person? Will I ever feel like him or her again? If you avoid the music you used to love because it reminds you of them, if you catch yourself pretending, performing this version of you that's supposed to be normal because it's easier than explaining the truth, if you ever just want to scream, what happened to me? Then this video is for you. Because the truth behind infidelity and betrayal is that your brain doesn't just process heartbreak, it processes it as trauma. The person who is supposed to be your everything, but most importantly, your sense of security and certainty, has become the biggest source of uncertainty and danger. So your nervous system is scrambled. It doesn't know what to associate them with anymore. So your body goes into survival mode. It's scanning, guarding, flooding, bracing for the next hit. And that's why you don't recognize yourself. Because the you who existed before the betrayal, the one who trusted, the one who felt safe, the one who believed in stability and in them, isn't the one running your life right now. A new version of you had to step in. One that could survive the devastation. One who had to toughen up, shut down emotions, stay on alert. That version is doing its job. It's keeping you alive. It's helping you through those sleepless nights, the shaking, the pit in your stomach, the tightness in your chest. It's built walls so that nothing like this could happen again. But it's almost like, now that you've survived, you don't know how to do anything but survive. And that's why you feel stuck, half alive, half guarded, like a ghost of yourself. That's why you wake up tired, even if you got good sleep. You can't concentrate, feels like permanent brain fog. Simple decisions feel overwhelming. You find yourself overanalyzing everything because you got so used to having to overanalyze in the face of gaslighting and straight up lies. So you alternate between total numbness and bursts of anger or tears that seem to come out of nowhere. Your body just feels tense, like it's always braced for the next shoe to drop. You tend to keep busy because slowing down makes you feel the ache again, but you're not really that productive because there's still so much pain. And when you are finally still, you realize just how empty and drained you feel. And I just want to point out that emptiness is not an emptiness of you. It's not like you've lost your soul or your identity. It's a grief. Like, that is what grief feels like. You're grieving the death of safety, you're grieving the life that you thought you had, and perhaps most importantly, you're grieving the future that you were planning on having. And in a way, it's a death of innocence. A lot of people carry a naive, almost cartoon-like version of trust and love into relationships, and when that gets shattered, it's a death of innocence. The death of the part of you that thought that all love would last forever. Even though you probably knew that wasn't logically true, you've seen people who seem to have it all together get divorced. Like, a part of you believed it was still going to be true for you. And so please hear me with your whole heart. You are not broken. You are not crazy. You are not weak. You are in mourning for the identity that you felt like you lost. Because again, infidelity is not just losing the relationship or the person. It's losing control of who you thought that you were. But that you is still there. It's still in there, buried under layers of protection that your body built to keep you safe. You just haven't felt safe enough to come home yet. But ironically, you can't just go back to that. Healing actually starts the moment that you let go of the idea of going back to normal, because that normal wasn't real. Normal was the version of you that thought everything was fine, that didn't trust your own intuition with the red flags that you saw. The goal isn't to go back to that person, because that wasn't the real you either. The real you is deeper than that. The goal is to find your real self again in moving forward and rebuilding a new and better life. And that starts small. It starts with noticing moments when you feel even a flicker of peace. It starts with slowing down enough to breathe. It starts with reconnecting to your body through walks, music, movement, prayer, stillness. It starts with remembering what makes you feel real. And oftentimes these things that make you feel like you again will feel silly, like joining a cover band when you've never done something like that before, or asking for a promotion and really vying for it at your job, even though that seems like something you wanted to put off for a couple more years until you got your relationship figured out. It might look like reconnecting with a religion you used to be part of, or leaving a religion that has held you stuck. It might be a new willingness to speak up over things that are bothering you, even if they're just small things. And every time that you do these very, very small, seemingly insignificant acts of authentically reconnecting with who you are, you're sending a message to your nervous system that it's safe to come home. And this often requires deep work and processing deep pain and diving into the weeds of your trauma. But slowly you start to notice moments of joy that don't feel forced. It feels like they're just spontaneously popping up. Laughter that sneaks out without guilt. Letting go and feeling free without the sudden panic coming in afterward. A softening where there used to be tension. Maybe you start to recognize your voice again. Maybe your eyes start to look like they have that sparkle again. You have energy again. And then the goal is to get to the point where it suddenly hits you that you're not that same person. But it's because you're wiser and you see things more clearly. You know your worth now, not because someone else validated it, but because you rebuilt it piece by piece. So much of who we are in life is a result of randomness. We ended up with this person because we were on that path. When everything gets destroyed, you have choice on who you're going to become. Don't waste it, because everything's been burned down. What rises from these ashes is up to you. The old you believed that love from someone else meant safety. The new you understands that love and safety start from inside and with trusting yourself. That peace isn't something someone else can give you. It is something they can take from you, but that peace is ultimately your responsibility. You don't need to find the old you. You need to become the truer version of yourself. The one who can love again, trust again, but this time with boundaries, with wisdom, and with self-respect. And the good news is that you're not rebuilding from nothing. You have so much of life already behind you to rebuild with, and you have a better perspective on the truth now. And I promise you, the day will come when you'll look in the mirror and recognize yourself again. Not the version that was naive, not the version that was guarded, but the version that is now whole. Infidelity may have destroyed your sense of who you were, but it's also cleared the space for you to become who you've always wanted to be. And so I think most of you are aware, but for any that aren't, this is exactly what I help people with. This process that I'm talking about here. If you want help, there's a link to my website. It has everything that you might have asked in an FAQ section, and there's a chance to book a call with me in there as well. Feel free to check that out. I look forward to talking to you, or you can just leave a comment, let me know any questions. I might make a follow-up video. I try to be responsive to what I'm seeing in this community, so please let me know how I can help.